There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
Beautiful people, what's going on?
Welcome, Rob. Welcome. Another beautiful day in the podcast studios.
It is beautiful.
Okay, I saw something on the street. Oh, take a sip.
Today?
Take a beautiful sip there. Nothing like drinking some
watered down coffee. What'd you see on the street?
I saw something on the street, and I saw a New York nightmare scenario.
Okay.
This New York nightmare scenario was, I was sitting in my car, and this gentleman was walking to the store, and he was walking in his slides. And his slide, one of them, no socks walking in his slide on the street. One of the slides, as he was walking, got caught on something and completely tore apart. So that means he was about to hit the Lower East Side in bare feet. So what do you do in that scenario?
What do I do in that scenario?
What does one do in that scenario?
Because I think hopefully this, buy socks at the store.
Well, I think
or this, get a plastic bag.
I assume the man lived close.
Okay,
but what this man did was the only way that he knew he could continue to walk around the Lower East Side to finish his errands while still looking like a sane person. He took his broken slide off. He had to go barefoot because it literally fell apart. He couldn't walk.
In no it. Tape. Situation.
No tape. No nothing. He took it off. And he held it in his hand to show people that there was a reason why he wasn't wearing a shoe. And I would watch him, because he was like going to the laundromat. I would watch him stand and like kind of present his broken slide to people as he's walking down the street. Being like, look, I'm sane. I wouldn't walk the streets barefoot. Something happened. So he had one slide on and then presenting to people that he wasn't crazy. And I think this man handled it as good as he can.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, for me, he wasn't prioritizing his health of his foot, but he was prioritizing his image.
How he looked, yeah.
In case he bumps into someone. Imagine you bump into your ex and you only got one slide on.
It's a bad scenario.
You gotta hold on to the other slide so that you have a reason. Because if someone that you haven't seen in years bumps into you and you're wearing one slide and no other shoe, and you go, I swear, it broke earlier. I swear. I'm not going to believe you. But if you're holding the proof in your hand, I'll go, all right, Tom, I believe you. Life isn't that bad for you.
Yeah, that's not a good moment.
No, but
you got to buy socks, I think, immediately first stop.
I think he handled it well.
Yeah.
Some bodegas don't sell socks.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So I would have gotten a plastic bag and wrapped my foot around it. But then
that's the second option. But you don't look good. There's no ways you come out of this looking good. I guess the lesson is don't go around the Lower East Side with no socks on.
Well, this is why people wear socks and slides.
Yeah.
They wear them not as a fashion statement or people say they look ugly, but people wear them to protect their feet.
Yes, for sure. Especially back in the day, the Adidas slides were not comfortable. With the little beads.
Hot take.
Everyone would lie and say they were comfortable. Those were unwearable without socks.
That was the closest we got in Staten Island to accepting Eastern medicine. acupuncture was wearing the Adidas slides.
Well, they were insane.
That was the closest that we understood pressure points in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Will we ever go get acupuncture? No.
No.
But will we wear the Adidas slide and be like, my liver feels cleaner? Yes.
And people would say they're so comfortable. It's like, why are we needing to lie at such a young age? I guess because we're men and we want it to seem like, what, you? Everybody's got to say this is comfortable. Well, because it's not at all.
Men lie to protect their image.
Okay.
Men lie to protect their image. And there's a great example of how men lie to protect their image. If you ever see your father napping,
okay,
and he wakes up, you say, hey, Dad, you were napping. He goes, no, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Your father, the man that protects you and loves you the most, will lie to your face to protect his manly image. A father has never admitted to a nap.
Okay.
There's never been a dad in this world that's ever been like, yeah, I need to shut my eyes for a minute.
Got caught napping for real.
I've never heard a man say, I took a nap.
Have you? I've taken a nap. I don't know. I'm not a man, I guess.
No, but a father.
A dad,
that,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to remember. I need to lay down.
I'm just resting my eyes. They won't even say the word nap. I just shut my eyes. I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm trying to think.
My dad will play TV all night long to admit that he does not sleeping.
Okay. My dad will say he sleeps at night for sure.
My dad.
No sleep ever.
Won't even admit to sleeping at
night. That's
why. He goes, oh, I'm still watching.
I don't know if I believe this. Your dad will never say he's sleeping?
On vacation, he kept the TV on. I go, Dad, you're asleep. You're snoring. The TV's on.
Oh, you wanted to turn it off.
And he goes, I'm watching.
Oh, okay.
There's something.
Maybe he needs it.
I don't know what the weakness is around sleeping.
Yeah, I don't
but
get
there
that
is
either.
Something.
I want to be sleeping. I like sleeping.
7 to 9, they say.
Yeah.
7 to 9 hours.
7 to 9 hours. The key to success.
I mean, sleeping as is us, your brain washing away what happens.
Hopefully, yeah.
It's a cleanse of the brain.
Yeah.
It's a rest of the body. Sleeping is a beautiful thing. But fathers, especially grandpas, my grandpa loved to nap.
Okay. And he would admit it was a nap or no?
Never.
Interesting.
Never. He'd be snoring. I go, Grandpa, you're snoring. I was. Nah. I'm breathing heavy. I was just breathing. They'll say anything they can to get out of admitting that they're a nap. You go. I promise you, next time your dad is napping, wake them up and see, hey, Dad, you're napping. The first words out of their mouth is going to be no.
I wasn't napping.
No, I'm good. I'm awake. Because they don't think they're allowed to relax for that minute.
Yeah. I guess when you have small kids, first of all, you're like, I can't be sleeping at any moment.
Every moment.
Especially during the day.
Every moment you got to be awake. Well,
if my kid's awake, I should be awake.
Working.
Yeah.
Doing something.
I get that. It's okay to nap sometimes.
You have no responsibility. You could take a nap willy-nilly.
Sure.
I think that it's, if you're saying it's from kids, it's probably from the urgency of that you have something to do is probably what it is. I don't even take naps. I do something worse than naps.
What?
Lie down and scroll on my phone. Arguably 10 times worse than taking a nap.
Yes. I do that.
Arguably going belly down, tummy time for me is worse than taking is
you might as well just nap.
A nap would be healthier for my body, for my soul.
Definitely. Yeah, sometimes I try to be like, I need to nap. And that's a punishment. Not a punishment, but it's like I can't be on the phone. Because the phone will just waste. I could waste so much time on the phone.
It's brutal. I've seen like those alpha males make these videos about napping.
Okay.
The one time I've seen these alpha males talk about napping is this. They go, oh. If you're absolutely exhausted, if you can't go on throughout the day, you know what you do? You get an energy drink, you chug it, you sleep for 10 minutes, you wake up.
I've heard of this before too, this premise of drink caffeine and then sleep until it hits you.
Chug an energy drink, they say, and take a nap then, and you'll wake up, you'll just wake up scared. You'll just wake up terrified.
Or not be able to fall asleep. Yeah, I don't know if that's good advice.
I don't know either, but that's the only way I've heard like
okay,
other
the
men
alpha
talk
males
about,
are talking to you.
Talk about, I mean, occasionally
they're seeping through.
Sometimes
every now and
through.
Then
you don't get
and you hear them out
on occasion.
You hear them out on occasion.
On occasion.
You want to see their takes?
There's occasions that we
It's good to know what they're up to.
I need to know.
You how they're preparing right now.
100%.
What their point of view is on the state of the world.
Why would I not?
Yeah, yeah.
It would be dumb for me not to...
At least see.
I'm not saying they're my enemy.
You got to watch film.
You have to know what the other side's
100%.
Doing.
100%. They're not your enemy?
We're not in direct war with each other.
You're not in direct war.
No, they've been...
The content wars, you don't feel at all in competition with alpha males on TikTok?
I'd say no, not at all.
That's good. That's good.
I would say no, not at all. I mean, I'll be putting out content like, you know what? Socks are like the hugs of the feet.
I like it. I think we could steal some of their followers.
You know what? You think we should?
I think we could.
You know how I could, ready? You want to know how I could steal
their followers?
I think
these are impressionable young men.
The only way I could steal their followers is if I do something like this.
What? Ready? Make them laugh.
No, I do something. This is the only way I could steal their followers.
Okay.
Every day I wake up, I look in the mirror and I hate what I see. I spit on the mirror till I can't see my face anymore. And then I walk outside. If it's not raining, I pray to the gods it soaks me so I could feel what torture is. If I don't hate myself in the morning, I go back to bed till I hate myself. I eat till I feel pain. I walk till I have blisters on my feet. When I look at my bank account, if I see a low number, I take out a knife and I cut my phone. I say, make it lower, motherfucker. Let me go deeper in the mud.
I don't...
If I...
You're not going to beat the alpha males at their game.
Oh, I am.
You are?
I am. I agree with you, alpha males.
Okay.
When I hug my mother, I go home and I punch myself in the fucking balls. I go, how dare you be weak and love something? Because all love is temporary. It'll be taken from you.
That's one of their messages?
Love is all temporary.
Love is temporary?
Remember that every relationship will either end with you dying or them disappointing you.
Preach, alpha males. No, I'm kidding. But
I think that got
you,
a couple.
Yeah, you think maybe they would follow that? I think you could win them over with positivity.
I think that
novel idea.
I think that got
you think just go more negative.
I mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say who put this panda bear in a human suit?
No, I think that some of their followers are just impressionable, and that you could win them over with laughter. You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe
some lost boys on the internet.
I think that
looking for direction.
I think that hopefully maybe we talk about video games more, some bullshit like that.
Video games?
Yeah, possibly. Well, that's beautiful. I want to bring up the nap thing because I was home with my parents, and of course my dad can't admit that he's napping.
Okay.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's good to see, like, good to be honest. I'm taking it. And me, I did the opposite. I faked a nap.
You faked a nap?
I faked a nap.
Okay.
Yeah, please. That's how we got
You just went in the other room? You just wanted alone time?
Yeah.
Or you faked a nap in front of other people? A nap in front of other people is a tough
job. No, I just went in the other room. I just went in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more work than
it's a lot of work. It makes me really anxious because you got to just play dead, basically. It's like, how would a normal sleeping person move? Can't move too much. They'll know I'm awake. You don't move?
Yeah, no. You just
I move a lot when I sleep.
I just went in the other. When you're taking a nap, sitting in a chair, you move a lot.
No. I can't take a nap in a chair.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
What?
I walked in the door at my house and my fly was all the way down.
Okay.
So if you're walking down the street and you see someone with their fly down, or you're in a group setting and you see someone with their fly down, a very embarrassing thing to...
This just happened to me recently. And my fly was down.
I never get upset when someone tells me.
Right? No, definitely not.
Two, what is the proper way to tell the person?
Some people just point usually, yo, give me that.
They just point at your area. I think
Your fly's down. They'll either say it or they'll just...
There's got to be a shorthand.
They'll mime it.
Well, I've been caught miming that someone's fly's down and gotten in trouble.
Okay.
I kept going, oh, don't
It sucks. It's really unfortunate because I feel so creepy and I don't, it's not.
When your fly's down.
Yeah. And it's, I don't think it's a creepy thing.
It's, you should not feel creepy when your fly's down.
And I have, that's why literally I'm wearing these other jeans that have buttons. Because my jeans I've been wearing, I got with the fly down a few times recently, and I'm like, I got to get rid of these.
What if I threw, what if your fly was down? What if you, we were in a circle, I go, hey, XYZ, would you know what that meant?
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Is that a
That's something that
thing?
I got recently or in life.
XYZ?
Yeah.
Examine your zipper.
Yes.
One of the best acronyms in the world.
Who came up with this?
I mean,
I get it from you. I don't know when I've gotten this.
You definitely got it from me.
Okay.
XYZ is in my vocabulary.
It is.
But I was just wondering if XYZ is universal.
I don't know.
Examine your zippo.
Yeah. That is not creepy way to tell somebody.
If I'm at a situation, I go, XYZ. And I'm like, I'll do a little.
You do the motion up here.
Yeah, I'm not bringing
You're
it down.
You're not bringing it down here.
There's no reason
You're
to
doing
mime
the motion
it.
Up here.
I'm keeping it up top.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it penis safe. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll do a whistle. The only time I'll ever whistle is if he flies down. I want to get your attention.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
XYZ. Because it is embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. I'm on the train. I'm like, I just fucking commuted here.
You think that's
then I'm looking. I'm rethinking if I made eye contact with people or whatever. I'm rethinking that. I'm like, oh, were they just looking at me because my fly was down? Now all these people looking at me.
Uh-oh. I always got something that they've been talking about through all the land.
That's what I'm concerned about.
I was teaching a class. My fly was down. And I'm standing in front of the class thinking I'm giving them advice. They're laughing at my jokes as I'm giving them truths. And then someone goes, I'm
so sorry. Yeah.
I had to walk out the room. I was so mortified.
Yeah.
I left the room. I go, this is so embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because I think it implies something that shouldn't, not that it implies anything.
It implies
for me,
nothing, Robbie.
It wasn't that I even forgot to zip it up. My pants just like slowly throughout the day come
If they're
undone.
Tight or
yes.
You sit in a certain way, they go down.
It goes back down.
I mean, but universally, people have to know that.
That's what I hope, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I was just seeing if XYZ is universal.
I would know it, but I think it's because of exposure to you. I don't know.
I know. I say some words that are a little bit different than the world.
Yeah, you hit it. You got it sometimes.
I say some words that are a little different than the world. Okay. This is the time of the episode where I have to make a confession.
All right.
Some people know this. Some people don't. I've been watching Game of Thrones for the first time ever. Now, I know what you're saying, Sebastian. You're so cool. What's going on? Are you hitting lows? Are you okay?
The answer is no.
I told my sister.
This is a last resort.
I told my sister I'm watching Game of Thrones. She goes, call me when you need me. She goes, you could always reach out. People are saying that to me.
You were a hater. You were a big hater. I don't know if the people know that.
I was a hater of Game of Thrones, and now I'm...
Yeah, you used to bully me for liking it.
I didn't bully you.
You did.
Don't say I bullied
you. Loser. He would DM me, loser.
You know what bullying you would be?
No, all right. Fake bullying, jokey bullying. He wasn't a mean person. He was joking around. You would joke around and respond to any Game of Thrones content that I would make, calling me a loser, nerd.
Well, I'm watching it, and I have to say this.
What do you have to say?
Game of Thrones, the people were right.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
The people, you know what? When everyone's talking about something that's good, and I'm like a contrarian, I fight the urge to like enjoy stuff that other people are enjoying sometimes.
Yes.
what am I doing? I'm only hurting myself. Game of Thrones is so good.
It is pretty good.
It's so exciting. It makes me feel alive. I wore a jacket the other day with a little fur on the inside just to feel like Jon Snow. I'm walking around pretending.
I want to know some of... You don't want any spoilers, obviously.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want no communication. Why I'm keeping it a secret is, one, I'm embarrassed about it. Two, people are horrible with spoilers.
Yes, I agree.
Most of the world has seen Game of Thrones already, and they're bad with spoilers. So this is what's happening. I'll go to someone that I trust. I'll go, I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And they'll say this. They'll say, oh my God, I can't. I go, stop. I don't want any spoilers. And they go, I could have the conversation without spoilers. No, you can't.
Okay.
You cannot have the conversation. You are not verbally equipped to not give spoilers.
Okay.
You will accidentally give me spoilers and it will hurt me and I will be mad at you.
Yes.
I will be actually.
The spoilers hurt.
Because the spoilers hurt because you're just taking something away from me.
Yes.
Also, people love to go, oh, wait till this happens. What do you?
Did they tell you what it is?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're gonna love when this happens.
They won't even just say, wait till season X.
Yeah, no, they won't.
They won't. Okay.
And I'm tired. People love to give spoilers because they feel like I finally have information you don't have.
Okay.
I finally know stuff you don't know. Well, maybe not finally. I know. I don't know shit.
Yeah.
I'm not walking. But there is an excitement of like, I know something and you're going to get to experience it. Maybe it's a positive thing.
Yes.
But I just don't think that, I don't think anyone has the capability to talk about a show without giving spoilers.
I agree. I think everything is a spoiler with a show. You want to Google, you can't even look up who's in the show on IMDb because it'll tell you episode counts for all the characters. And it's like, you could deduce things from episode count. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much you could deduce from anything with the show that you just kind of have to completely stay offline. You can't Google it. You can't look up anything.
I don't look up anything.
Yeah.
You can't. Right now, I'm in a total mode where I'm hiding from the Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah.
Which is easy because it's years from now. Because
you can just watch it too.
Yeah.
You're not like in limbo. At all. You always have new content.
But there is a joy. There's always new content. I'm always like, that's
instead of being up on your phone all night Googling what's going to happen, hypothesis, you should just watch another episode.
I just watch another
episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one good thing about watching a TV show that everyone's seen already is people are so excited for me.
They are excited for you.
There's genuine excitement and buzz around me watching Game of Thrones.
There is some buzz. There's buzz in the streets. Who knows? How many people know?
I'm letting more and more people know. Because as I get deeper in, I feel more comfortable sharing.
Okay.
Because I passed the Red Wedding.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay.
I knew I knew the finale of season one, and I knew that the Red Wedding was going to happen. And I watched all of it right before the... Exactly. So that's now is when you're in like real spoiler... territory, I would say.
Yeah.
This is even, I would say before that, it was like, all right, whatever, they're going to spoil the Red Wedding, they're going to spoil that. Now is like, you got to be even more careful.
Well, I feel like I'm learning the people, just like Game of Thrones, I'm learning the people I could trust.
Okay.
And the people I can't.
I want to talk to you about like your favorite characters, but
we can't have any combo.
You can't talk about anyone that you like.
I refuse.
Okay.
I will talk about it when I'm done.
When you're done. You'll assess everybody when you're done.
Just people asking me, hey, what's going on with you? And the only thing that's going on, I work, I get my steps in, I see my family, and I watch Game of Thrones.
Do you think that there's a certain point after it's been out for a while where spoilers are off the table?
Yes.
Okay. Like, and I've never seen the Step Brothers.
There's no spoilers in Step Brothers, Robbie.
There are jokes, I guess, that people want to reenact the jokes. And I'm like, let me just see.
What a bad example of a thing with
that's a spoiler in some way.
I mean, it's not a it's not a plot spoiler. It's not.
Sure, sure.
I would say one of the movies you have to be least concerned about with spoilers is Step Brothers.
Well, people just want to reenact jokes for you, or certain movies. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of
shit. Can you guess the plot of Step Brothers?
They're two stepbrothers reunited later in life.
Do you understand what a stepbrother is?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they were stepbrothers as kids?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
They reunited later.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're right. Maybe there are spoilers for you for stepbrothers. You don't even know the fucking. You
what
don't
a stepbrother is.
One.
Okay, so they're older. They become stepbrothers later in life.
I don't want to ruin. Now I feel worried that I'm going to ruin stepbrothers.
It's fine. I should see it. I should see it.
I don't
soon.
Want to ruin Toy Story either. Yeah, the well, toys, a lot who knows of if they come to life? I don't know.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. Classics.
I know. We got to be careful.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura.
Saw it during COVID. Okay. I watched a lot of classics during COVID. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot I haven't seen. So you do think there is acceptable. So when would it be acceptable for people to...
It's my responsibility
okay.
to avoid spoilers.
Okay, not the
so
other way around.
So that's when someone starts talking to me about spoilers. I go, stop. I aggressively yell stop.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they argue back to me. They go, I could do it. I could talk about it without doing it.
Okay.
I go, no, you can't.
All right.
I have to look someone in their eyes and say, you do not have the technical skills to talk to me without the spoilers.
Yeah. It is hard. It's nearly impossible. Because I want to know some of your favorite characters, and I want to tell you some of mine, but...
I, at first, was open to talking to my sister about... I said this to my sister. I said, I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
But you can't say anything back to me. She goes, I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
And she couldn't handle that?
The faces. It felt like a person playing charades.
Okay.
I said something. I go, oh, this character's so honorable. And this is her. She goes, just you wait.
Oh, no.
Come on!
Interesting.
But I do think...
So you like the honorable... Can we talk about the genre? Like, what type of characters in the
I
show
like
you're
honor.
Drawn to?
You know
honor, okay.
I love honor.
Okay.
I love honor.
Okay.
I'm a man that wishes that they live by a code.
Yes.
What I also liked was how the Lannisters have a saying. How every house has a saying of who
you
they
like
are.
That. What's the Lannister?
Yeah.
The debt? Always pays their debt.
Yeah, I love that.
You like that.
I think that we should go back to that.
Okay.
That, like, if there's nothing about... this group of people, like, they at least do this one thing.
Yes.
We need more, like no matter what, someone from Bushwick is gonna pay with their dad's credit card.
Sure.
Right? We need, like if you live in a certain... No matter what, you live in the Lower East Side, you work in finance.
Okay.
Right?
You want people to...
Yeah.
There's a sense of community around it.
There's a sense of this is who we are.
Yes.
Right? I would love
that. If we are nothing, we are this. Pay our debt. What is the Starks?
No matter what, if you live in Bay Ridge, we'll judge your pizza.
Okay.
Right? No matter what,
yes.
We live in Staten Island, we will get angry at you for no reason.
You can rely on this one thing.
Good or bad.
Yes.
Good or bad.
And you like that.
I love it.
Okay.
No matter what, we're from New Jersey, we'll say that we're from New York. Right?
Yeah. We're from New Jersey. A lot of people in New Jersey are not dying to be in New York. I'm more specific, I think. But who do you, where do you see yourself?
I mean, who I want to be.
All right.
Who I want to be.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
On the wall?
Of course. You think I'm the big guy from the wall?
No, I don't. I would just think you would want to be. That's the most honorable, or not honorable, but like that's the code. They have the strongest code, I think.
That's the
code. Right?
Yeah.
From my memory, serves me correctly.
It's the code, yeah.
The people on the wall have the strongest code.
If I was to be anyone, you would always, of course, want to be Jon Snow.
You would want
to
be Jon Snow.
That I'm walking around pretending I'm Jon Snow.
Okay. I wasn't as drawn to Jon Snow.
But who do I think I'm most like? Peter Dinklage.
No, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. That's not a bad one. I think a lot of people see them as Peter Dinklage, too.
I'm a man.
See, themselves.
See, here's the thing. I'm a man that loves the fruits of the earth. We'll
yes.
say. I love. Oh God.
Tyrion is such a great character,
and he loves the fruits of the earth too.
Yeah,
and he makes mistakes.
He's great.
He's not the strongest. He's not the obviously.
Well, I think that's why he's the most relatable.
Well, he's not the strongest. He's not the bravest, but he tries his best.
Yes,
he's a person that literally is fighting. Society yelled at him that you don't deserve this. You're small. You don't deserve this, right? Society yelled at me, you fat piece of shit, fucking kill yourself, right?
Yeah. Not an exaggeration.
Die, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Younger, all the bullshit, right? Everything. We are on opposite ends of the spectrum. And because of those yells, I've definitely formed, like, self-soothing stuff that Tyrion does.
Yeah, for sure.
Tyrion's a self-soother.
Yes.
Do I love women? Yes. Do I love drinking? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
I love good food. He's eating food. He goes, why does none of my family members eat?
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that.
No, he's one of the best characters in television history.
And he tries his best to be honorable.
Yeah.
And I literally feel like I want to be, I think I am. I try my best. I know I fuck up.
Yes.
But I'm not a person that is going to let that stop him from trying his best. And someone wants to go, Hey, you did, how could you be honorable? You did eight, how many pills when you were growing up, right?
Yeah, yeah. You could
doesn't
be.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you can be.
For sure.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something beautiful about someone. It's almost easy to love Jon Snow. It's more related. It's,
yeah, yeah.
I feel kinship to Peter Dinklage.
For sure. He's the best. I mean, it's kind of cliche to be like, I love Tyrion, but.
He's really
the best character. Yeah, everybody. When the show was on, that's everybody's favorite character.
See, I don't even want to hear this shit.
He won Emmys.
I don't want to hear this.
You didn't know he won Emmys?
No, I'm not watching the fucking Emmys. Who watches the Emmys?
You're right.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no bigger losers in the world than the actors.
Yeah, sure.
SAG certified, hire me. Oh, yeah, shout out.
Oh, you're going to be in Cannes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Cannes Film Festival.
Sebastian's going to be in the Cannes Film Festival.
I'm in a movie. It's in Cannes Film Festival. Sean Baker is the director.
Yeah, huge news.
It's huge news.
Huge news. Sebastian will be in a film.
I'm going to be in the biggest film festival in the world.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't realize how big of a deal it is.
Cannes. Huge.
Yeah.
It's massive.
I didn't realize it's like very expensive per ticket. People dress in like suits to go to the movies. Like this is the premier event.
This is
of the high class in Europe. I did not realize
this
at all. It's not like Sundance. Sundance people go, they dress up a little bit to go to the movies, but there's people that are going in jeans and a t-shirt.
This is old Hollywood.
This is old Hollywood. Yeah.
This is old Hollywood.
Pretty cool. Really cool.
And I mean the big movie that's premiering there is the person that directed Poor Things.
Oh, Yorgos Lanthimos. Okay.
Has a new movie with her.
Yeah, I also didn't cuz so like
and Jesse
Plemons.
Yes. I love him.
He was in this movie I saw this weekend that maybe the worst movie I've ever seen. I almost walked out. Civil War. I really hated it. Sorry if people that like this podcast liked it. I can't imagine they would.
I can.
But I thought it was.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
People, there's a good audience for everything.
You're right. I really didn't like it.
He
had a bad scene in it too. And he's good.
No, he's good.
He didn't write it. No, I don't blame him. Kirsten Dunst is in it. I thought she did a good job.
Kirsten?
I don't know how to say it.
I have no idea. That's a crazy part.
And we could both be wrong.
The crazy part is when
we came from places that just make up pronunciations.
I think that like when that happens there, I lose total faith in anything I ever knew in life.
Yeah.
Like I could totally, it could be any way. What are you looking on the phone for?
It's Kirsten. I don't know how to pronounce that. What do you say? Kirsten?
Let me see it. I have no idea. I can't tell you. I am, is it Kirsten or Kirsten Dunst?
I don't know. Kirsten. I don't know. I don't know either. I'd have to ask her or watch her introduce herself. But what were we talking about? Civil War, horrible. What was Jesse Plemons in that you?
He's in the new.
The new movie in Cannes.
Yeah. But sorry.
No, I also didn't realize it's movies that already have like distribution sorted out. It's like two premiere big movies. Whereas Sundance, they go. A lot of the movies are trying to find a home.
It's much bigger than Sundance.
Yeah, 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 and get acquired.
So in order to be eligible to win an Academy Award, you have to premiere at certain events.
Okay.
You have to have like a like there's certain festivals that are Academy eligible and certain ones that aren't.
I see.
So like
you get a run at a certain thing. Interesting.
It's no S. We don't pronounce
yeah,
the S.
Can.
Is one of the biggest ones that has that.
Yeah, the biggest in the world.
So, I mean.
Exciting.
Your boy.
An actor.
your boy's an actor.
You guys better go check it out.
You better go check it out. I think I got maybe a couple lines here and there, but you'll definitely see. I'll see your boy in one seat.
All right.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But I'll definitely say this. It's an action scene.
An action scene. We love that. That's fun.
Yeah, cool. So shout out. I'm happy that I got to announce that. Sometimes when you're doing this business, you need some news to tell your family to make them feel like he's okay.
Yeah.
You need something to keep them okay.
Yes. For you, hopefully too. Or do you? You are good no matter what.
That doesn't change anything.
Really?
I mean, because it won't change anything about my life.
Yeah.
It's not like it won't.
You don't feel like I need XYZ validation to move forward.
No.
That's good. That's great, actually, I think.
No, I don't. I mean, I
you know
I
what you
is,
are.
It doesn't matter to me at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah.
What matters to me is if I can make a living.
That's good.
It's not.
And you believe you can.
Affects. No.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
I actively don't.
Okay.
Well,
subscribe to the Patreon. Please, we got more subscribers this week, and yeah, I think you guys would like it. It helps us a lot. We don't run ads on the show as much anymore, and this has been the replacement for that income. So if you can please subscribe to the Patreon, it helps us and helps us keep going. Also, if you like this podcast, May 7th, I'm doing my show where I read the love note that I wrote my ex-girlfriend from high school. And Sebastian is going to do the show for the first time. Sebastian has not heard the book at all. So some of you who come to the show already, you know what it is. But Sebastian has not heard it at all. And
go check it out.
And you don't know me at 17. I was very cringy. Like, you think I'm bad now. This at me at 17 is like a whole different level.
Well, that's I'm excited to.
And you will. You'll be able to bully teenage Robbie.
I'm not going to bully you.
Okay.
I'm just going to point out how cringe you are.
Yes.
Beautiful. So check that out.
Please come out to that May 7th at 7:30 p.m. in Midtown. I'm going to post about it more this week. But yeah, please come out to that. I think you guys will really, if you like the show, you will for sure get a kick out of the live show.
Beautiful. Speaking of cringe, it's summertime.
Yes.
I've been.
It's not summertime.
But it's gearing up.
I know. I was thinking about that when I was coming over here. We're not even close to summer, really. We're over You're 2 right. months away, but people are trying to book up your summer weekends already. And I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's like people want to put a weekend on your calendar.
Yeah, people are asking me about a couple weekends here and there.
And it's like, I know that it's 3 months in advance, but I don't want to commit to something. I have issues with commitment, clearly. And I'm supposed to commit to some random weekend in August or July right now. 4 months in advance, because it's like kind of put you out of positions. Like, I can't say no. I don't have plans July 17th as of now.
Well, just say that you don't know your schedule yet.
Guess I could say that.
I'm lucky because I work random days, so I could always just say, I don't know.
I got to go check my schedule.
I don't know my work schedule yet. Because I'd like taught all Sunday. I worked all day.
Yeah.
So like in the summer.
And it could
not,
come up at any
like
time.
In the summer, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
And people in my, I mean, it loses people. You lose people.
Yeah, for sure.
You lose people.
We want to go on this parade on this day. You want to do this. You want to go here. What? Like specific
you
things.
You mean the mermaid parade.
Yeah. I'm not going back. My friend wants me to go back.
But
I'm getting invited to specific things that are months in advance. And I'm just like, I don't want to be rude, but I also don't want to commit to this right now.
You can say no to the mermaid parade.
I think I'm going
That's
to.
That's not rude.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, It's like gearing up, like people are coming out of their shells.
Okay.
It's like officially people are going out.
70-something degrees outside today.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hopefully we turned a corner. I think we have.
I think we have also. And I want to talk a little bit about, because I think this is a time where people start like, if they didn't have a partner in the winter, they're like leaving their home, feeling better and trying to look for someone now.
Okay.
I think that. Even though people want to have a fun, loose summer, we're in our 30s, and people sometimes take care of themselves in the winter to leave to find some joy in the spring, you know?
Yes.
Also, spring is a horny time.
Yes, for sure.
It's a horny. Can I be honest with you?
What? I don't know what that means. You're hard? What does that mean? It works? Everything's good?
It's been...
It works.
It's...
I don't know. What am I supposed to deduce from that?
You're just supposed to say good, bro.
Okay, nice.
It's just been, I've been very,
what? Sebastian and I are so, let's say broke. We went to the accountant, and then we went to this fancy mall afterwards, and we're walking around the mall, and we're not even looking at expensive shit that Sebastian and I could buy. We're looking at expensive dresses that we're like, maybe we'll hook up with somebody that would be wearing something this nice. We won't be able to afford nice things this summer, but maybe we'll make out with somebody who could.
Yeah.
And we're walking around the sundress department.
I'm looking
in the mall.
I'm going, I would date a girl. This
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sundress.
$250 sundresses in this. I guess we're in Bloomingdale's.
But so here's the thing about sundresses. Yeah, we're in Bloomingdale's.
We're in Bloomingdale's.
Here's the thing about like the spring. Women get to wear outfits that make them feel cute.
Yeah.
And when they feel cute, they're open to like romantic situations, I think. Because when you feel good, you want to feel good with someone else too.
Yes.
And I think that is part of what's to come in the future, in the spring, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm not on dating apps or anything like that, but I bet you it's a popular time for people to get back on after the winter, especially people in their 30s, right?
To download them right now.
Because they say right now the most people, more than half the people, meet their partners online.
Okay.
It's like the most popular way to do it. Everyone, if they want to meet someone, they do it all. They meet someone online.
Which I could see. I think the summer is also the easiest time to meet somebody not online.
Yes. I would agree because you're out more. But also it's like the idea that you're going places. It's so nice to go places with people, right?
Yes.
I also think that there's a ranking for people that use dating apps based on hotness.
Okay.
The hottest people don't use dating apps.
Okay.
The hottest, the very hots, the extreme hots don't use dating apps.
Okay.
Below them are people that use dating apps that get a lot of matches. And they're pretty hot.
Okay.
Below them.
I would even say, okay. I was going to say something wild.
Below them are like normal average looking people or below average people that are on dating apps and suffer. This is where the majority of the people live.
Okay.
Majority of men live in this zone of they just get no matches on dating apps.
Really?
80% of men are in that category.
They get
that are on dating apps.
What, one match a week?
I think it's something like one match a week or three likes a week or something like that.
Okay.
And then even uglier than them are those men that hurt so bad on those dating apps that they're off.
They've been on
and they
got no matches.
And they could just go, I'd rather not every day open my phone and be reminded of how ugly I am. Of how not eligible I am.
Okay.
For me, that's the ranking that's the dating app pyramid.
I would think anybody could get a match if you had some photos taken. Like, you got to put intention into it and show a personality. Work on yourself to some level.
There's only so much personality that you could show.
Okay.
From a dating app. So what do you mean work on yourself to some level?
Like, have a hobby. Show like, these are interests I have that are specific enough that somebody else swiping along would be like, oh, this person is doing this. Like, photography. Like, do an art one day a week.
Can't be photography. Photography.
Dancing, painting, sculpting, pottery. Men, do one of these. Do something that shows you have an artistic side.
Here's the thing, Robbie.
Okay.
Sometimes a woman will look at a photo and just go, no. Women get hundreds of likes on these dating apps.
Okay.
Women have a lot of options on the...
Sure.
Most men... Pull up the exact stats.
I also think then, try in person more. I don't know. I mean, I'm a very extroverted person, I guess. But I think there's a lot that could be done in person that people are not taking advantage of.
Okay. Here we are.
Okay.
So it's why I bring this up is I'm not ready to go on dating apps right now.
Okay.
I think that for me, I don't want to go on dates with someone until I feel comfortable to date someone long term.
Okay. I think that's good.
I'm not. I think in the past I've gone on, been on dating apps and stuff like that when I wasn't ready. I was like, maybe I'll be ready.
Yes.
I'm not. I tried that system. Don't work.
Okay.
That system don't work too good.
That's good. To acknowledge.
That system works with we have a good time and then me being like, I can't do this, and then upsetting someone.
Yeah.
So we don't do that.
Which is a cycle that you don't want to be in, which is why I just avoided dating.
So, but one day, but when I was on Hinge, for me, as a fat man,
okay,
was horrible.
Okay.
I am very lucky in my real life because I people like me in my real life, right?
For sure.
But I didn't want to date. I wanted to date someone I didn't know.
Okay.
And being plus size on Hinge is a nightmare, right? I want to read some stats for you.
All right. Let's hear these stats.
So 52% of men get less than one match a day.
Okay.
13% of men get less than one match a week.
Okay.
I was in that 13%.
One match a week.
If that.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. It literally made me angry about dating.
I could see that.
It made me upset about dating. And I was so, when I had Hinge, I made sure that every photo that was on Hinge was a brand new photo of me. My biggest fear was I showed up and someone thought I was bigger than what I was.
Okay.
I almost put a full body slate in there. Okay. Which is what you have to do as an actor.
Yes.
When you turn from side to side.
Yes.
Present my hands, turn, show the profile, right?
Okay.
I almost want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's to show up and somebody say something would be wild. Heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It would destroy me.
Yeah.
I had a photo of me with another man that was big in my photo. And one time I was looking through my Hinge with my friends and they said, get rid of that photo because there's two big men in there and they're going to be confused who you are.
Okay. That's on them. That's not a match. Yeah, no, I know.
It's not on that.
But it
affects me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's on. It's people's thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
That affect me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For me, I saw people because it would just be so. I'd be on there. I'd be so disheartened, right? And the people that did match, I would end up acting like I would like make. If I met a person, them in person, I wouldn't make these sacrifices for. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
I
all of a sudden was making exceptions for things I would never do in person.
Yeah.
Because Hinge, as a plus size person, made me a desperate dater.
I could see that.
It made me like I was famished, I was in a famine. There was no pussy around.
Okay.
Right? And it made me a desperate dater, which makes you approach dating in such a horrible way.
Yes.
Because then I'm there to be like, thank you for seeing the monster today.
No, we can't. You can't have that attitude. But that's, I see, yeah.
But
that's what it created.
I even had a friend give me the advice to put in my profile, I am fat. If you're not okay with that, don't date me. Which is literally, and I've seen women do that too.
Yeah.
Like have it at the top.
Yeah.
And people only do that based on past history of people being shit.
Yes.
And I'm sure
that doesn't happen for no reason.
Women get it worse than men in this regard, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I don't know if I'll ever be on a dating app again. Right?
Yeah.
Because dating on Hinge as a fat man made me feel like I had no options. Because women had, there's like 70% of users, Hinge users are men.
Okay.
So almost that, right?
Yeah.
So, and women get a lot more options. Men will like one out of every two women that they see. Women, it's like one out of every 20 men that they see.
Yeah.
Which I get because you have more options,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
And for me, as a person that never felt desperate, it brought such a horrible side out of me. A side that made me feel less than.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that.
Something that like actively made me feel like I wasn't worthy. To open your phone every day and to be like, nobody likes me.
Yeah, that is hard.
And I had hobbies. I had pictures with I would write a joke in my thing. I tried my best.
No, you had a good from what I remember, you had a good profile.
It was a great profile. Yeah. And I would and the, most of my matches from women that I was excited about, I would quickly find out that they knew who I was. And that was even more disheartening.
Okay.
When I would get a match and someone goes, "I know who you are."
Yeah.
I go, it would just go to, it would gut my soul because I can't get it on my own.
Okay.
What?
You want, okay.
I
want, because they knew you. You want somebody blind to just see you and be like, "He's cute. I like this." Funny in the context of this.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
And that would never happen. That would rarely happen.
Yes.
And to, I think that not most men that are plus size or most men that deal with this stuff, right? They don't, they're not lucky enough like me to have a platform or be on stage that people might have been at a show or online that people might have seen them.
Yeah.
And they might be a better fucking dude than me.
A better dude. Okay.
In general.
Sure.
And it makes me feel like, one, I'm like, I'm lucky to have this because then people know I'm an okay, like, okay person. Two, I feel bad for all these other guys that, like,
yeah,
don't get that. Like, they don't have that chance that I get from these girls.
Yes.
That know me.
Because you see what it's like on Hinge.
It's literally, it's me walking through the desert.
On Hinge, yeah.
It's a world I can't, and the fear of, the fear of matching with someone and then me, I never get anxiety talking to a woman.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty calm.
Yes.
But I would in the past when I was on these get nervous to talk to a girl because it felt like my one chance.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden when you're acting out of a place of desperation.
It's not you.
It's not. It's
and
not
you don't
who
like,
I am at
you don't
all.
Like that version of yourself too. You look back. You're like, oh, what did I. When you see yourself acting out of a place of desperation, you just, it's not an attractive version of yourself.
Because there's something, a stat, like 20% of the top tier men get 80% of the likes on Hinge.
Okay.
So it's like, it's, so that means 80% of the men probably feel similar to me out of this desperation.
Yeah.
And desperation then causes people to, I didn't personally lash out, but people like get angry.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're insecure. And I think it's a, in general, it's such a toxic environment on these dating apps for most men and women that like we feel bad, and to approach meeting someone and feeling bad that no one else likes you and then taking it, talking to the one person that does, either you're overly desperate, you're making agreements you wouldn't normally make with yourself about the person you're meeting, or you get very invested in a person very quickly because you don't have matches.
Yeah.
Like, you might instantly be talking to someone for a week, which is not a big deal on Hinge when I was on it, I remember. It was, and then all of a sudden, a person's very invested.
Yeah.
Because that might be, like,
their only,
the only like that they're playing with. And scarcity creates problems.
Yes. It's, so I, women that I know, though, that are on the apps, too, seem to also have no, they have no luck with this either, and they're like, all the guys are assholes. You think the women that I'm talking to are just swiping mostly on that 10%? They get a lot
I
of
think
matches.
That's what it is. That's what, so that
everybody's swiping the same 10% of people.
Everyone's,
and then if you're below that, you feel desperate, and you're like, oh, Hinge person that does really well on Hinge, I want to impress them, and they liked me, and I'm like, you feel good about that.
There's a person that looks good on paper.
Exactly.
And that always isn't always a good person.
But I, yeah. And so, yeah, these, I agree. I 100% agree.
And these guys that get most of the 80% of the likes on Hinge end up with an inflated ego and a shitty personality.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When I think it's hot people with bad personalities that are probably getting the most because they're the menaces on both sides.
I 100% agree.
Hot people with good personalities hopefully are just doing their thing. I don't know.
If you are hot and you have to use Hinge, you probably suck as a person.
Yeah.
Hinge should be for the ugly people.
But that's, I mean, I don't know about, I don't know if that's
it
what I'm saying.
For, no, it should,
but if you're hot and have a halfway decent personality and you exist in a major city,
it should be an absolute red flag if you see someone on Hinge that's very hot.
Probably so. They're there to be a menace. They're not looking for love. They have options for love.
They
want to fuck strangers that they don't attachment to.
Or they suck and they're quickly, people learn that about them.
Yes.
That they are bad at dating or they're bad at conversations or they're like mean or they have all these rules. They want to, all these rules about what a woman is, you know?
Yeah.
These people that it shouldn't be everyone liking these top men.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to like you back. My best advice.
I know like some women are in tune with this. They know, they see a profile and they're like, that's a guy who just is on Hinge to be a menace. And then they're like, I got to stop swiping on this type of guy. Tall, good job, nice pictures, whatever the fucking whole. Yeah, they're like, I can't do that anymore. And then they're like, I'll swipe on the ugly ones. And they're mean to me, too. So I don't even know what to do.
Well, I'm saying, one, ugly people are allowed to be mean.
No, for sure.
That's
their attitude. No, of course.
This idea that ugly people can't be mean.
Yeah.
Ugly people deserve to be mean.
100%.
More
so, even.
Yes, 100%. But there's this thing of like, that like, they did this. And they're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe that they didn't want to go out with me and they're ugly?
Yeah.
Maybe
you suck.
Ugly people deserve to have less feelings is something that society tells us.
Yes.
That it's like, I even gave this ugly person a chance. And can you believe that they're a human being?
Yeah.
That
they didn't
just,
like me. Yeah.
That they didn't just fawn over everything I did.
No, you're right.
There is this double, it's a less human, we give grace to beauty.
Yes.
And to the beasts, to the uggos of society, we don't
less
allow
grace.
Them grace to be human beings who are annoying, who have bad takes, whose breath smell, who, right?
Yes.
Right? Who don't know how to plan a date.
Yeah.
If, I swear to God, I could hear someone say, I could picture it in my head, he didn't even plan a date, and I'm giving him a chance, he's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've heard this before. Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Ugly people are allowed
they know
to suck.
The tier one of Hinge, they're like, I took a chance at the tier two, tier three Hinge guy or whatever. But that tier one person sucks. I would never want to hang out with, like, you have to, at some level, create a standard that is like what, you can't just be attracted to a profile, an Instagram profile, a Hinge profile.
But some
there's
people
such
are.
A fucking real life to human communication.
Well, what I want to say, the whole point of all this is women, like the ugly men on Hinge. Like them.
And let them not plan a date.
Let them
make you pay.
Like the ugly man on Hinge. It might help.
Yeah.
If they're super hot on Hinge.
Yeah, I agree.
They're getting a lot of options. They're talking to 40 people.
Yeah.
You know who the ugly guy's talking to? You.
That's it.
You, babe. And he's excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, I do believe if a man is ready to date. So that is also a thing.
A
lot of men go on Hinge and aren't ready to date.
That's the other thing.
Cool. It is that like taxi cab thing that like men are just driving around and then the when they put their light on, that's who they'll marry.
I see.
You've heard that analogy before, right?
That makes sense.
Men are like that, right? And I don't know why. I'm not a fucking psychologist. What am I? I'm a guy that's just, I don't know, I'm a loser.
No, it's, I guess timing is a lot.
Timing is a lot. And I don't think that people believe that sometimes either.
I agree.
I think that people don't believe, like, other factors play into love.
Yes. Well, some people have love as the most, can take over all logic. Love is this. Love, which I've been that person. But when you kind of get fooled by love or you believe in that and then it gets taken away, I think you reapproach it with a different mentality of a little bit more practicality.
When love gets taken away and you realize you have nothing.
Yeah.
Because you built on love so much, you look at love a little different.
You come back and you're just like, it's very powerful. I understand how beautiful and great and all this stuff it can be. But I need a more practical approach than the last time because I was not practical at all in my last soiree with love. So it's like I want to approach this and be the best version of it that I can do. But it is, if you've never had it and you just have like this romanticized, I think, I don't know, version of it, it's best. It's great. It's a drug. It's a drug every day.
I mean, it's always a drug. People always catch it as a drug. But
yeah.
It is. It feels good. It releases the same feeling that cocaine does in the brain.
I could see that.
Please. That's interesting to think about, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that we have to, like...
That is interesting, and that's a good... It's like, I gotta pick the right time before I'm gonna get addicted to cocaine. Let me make sure my fucking ducks are in a row.
100%.
Before I'm about to get this intense addiction that is... controls a lot of everything I think about the time.
You could lose yourself in love.
Yeah.
And I think
just
that,
as you can lose yourself in a cocaine addiction.
As these toxic men that have taught me that, like, you do need to build your life around you.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes it is timing. It is logistic stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, there is things around it. But I need to protect... People need to protect the world from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I get older, I'm trying to get more mature.
Yes, that's good.
But then you're sad and you're lonely.
And that's the hardest part of it.
So my mom, my mom told me the other day, she goes, watch, I have no idea what my parents think about my dating life. I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mom, the other day, she called me up. She goes, Sebastian. I go, what's up, mom? She goes, you got to watch Kate and Leopold's. I go, why? She goes, you'll learn manners. You'll get a girl. My mom thinks I'm one door hold away from finding a wife. My mom thinks I'm one stand up as you leave the room from getting engaged. I go, oh, Ma, I'll check it out.
Manners, that's where I'm really lacking. You have manners?
I know.
She raised you.
I this is also crazy.
She has a lot of manners.
My mom doesn't realize. I'm polite.
Yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean? I'm not like, but she's like, she goes, Kate and Leopold will get you a wife. I go, I don't want
that's
that.
The goal. That's not the goal right now, Ma.
I know, but they don't. I think that when my mom was, I will say this, which is when I was, my mom was in the hospital and stuff, I was like, I do wish I had someone at night.
Yeah, that's when I wish the most.
And you know what I thought about? I thought about people like that I've thought about like romantically or have gone out with them romantically. And my thought was, would I want them sitting next to me in this hospital room?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's some people I would and some people I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Some people that would be able to stand by me and be with me in moments that are hard.
Yeah.
Right? Those were the moments. And that's, my parents are looking at those moments more and more as time's going by.
Yes. And that's when you need somebody.
And so, well, that's why I think they're so pushing that on me.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you need someone.
It's so crucial for them in this moment.
I thought to myself, I go, what if I go to the fucking hospital? Who's going to be, and my parents are dead, who's going to be coming to see me?
There are people.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, of course. But my dad sat in the hospital with my mother 24 hours. We'll go home next day 16 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a different type of.
No, they're best friends. They're
it's
everything.
A different.
It's a connection that is, it is beautiful. And it is like, all right, we have one life. Do you want that? Probably. I'm just not ready for it right now.
Probably. I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
It's nice when people know they want it.
And so for me, and I'm thinking like that feeling of Hinge, how it made me feel like that desperation.
Yeah.
Which isn't good.
No, I don't think it's good at all.
Because I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to improve myself and thinking about my future. I'm not going to go on them now, but I'm horny as fuck.
Yeah.
So
I feel
I'm thinking
you.
About that shit. And, I'm not going to go on them now, but it's like, I never want to feel that desperation again. But
no.
I also, I don't know how you meet someone, you know?
I think in person, hopefully in the summer, go to events. There's people throw parties.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be ready to date even in the summer.
No, I know. But I mean, for people that are trying to meet
people,
try in person. I know that we've really moved away from it.
Yeah.
It is nice when you start, because you meet somebody, you get their vibe. I think there's a smell of a person that is important.
So
I think
important.
There's a
so
rhythm
important.
Of the way you talk that's important. People can be a totally different thing online than they are in real life.
I need to feel someone's energy in person.
I'm a huge energy person.
I can't. I mean, I could like
and
you
personality.
So much over the phone. It
yeah.
does not matter till we meet in person. That nothing will be like
no, not
cemented.
At all.
Yeah.
And when you get that to begin and before you even kiss, it's like it builds a tension that's a little different. There's a little more element of surprise and mystery where it's not like, I think for the most part, when people meet up on a dating app, there's like, all right, there's a chance that they want to hook up with me. Like, I think they want to
the best part about
have
a dating
sex.
App
we both kind
be.
Of want to do this. Let's just try to get to this location together.
Well, the best part of a dating app should be honest intentions, which it's not.
Yes.
That the best part of a dating app should be that we're able to take categories and be like, I want marriage. I want marriage, yes, too. Let's see if this works.
That is the best part.
That should be, but it's not, because people lie.
Yeah, for sure.
The algorithm didn't factor in liars.
Yeah. No, but it's all liars.
They should make you take a personal quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
They should make you take a thing. And I know women shit on men that say looking for something short. At least they're fucking.
No, they should say
it. At least they're
fucking. Yeah, yeah.
And here's the thing. If they say multiple things and looking for something short, they're looking for something short.
Yes.
And at least they're saying it. At least they're being honest.
100%.
You at least you can't.
I think transparency is great.
You can't be mad at honesty like that. But why dating apps should be beneficial is for intentions of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think there's a little mystique. Like, I don't know. Just meeting someone in person is more thrilling, which gets you off to a better foot. I think
it's just not everyone's option.
No, but I think it could be. You just have to put yourself out there.
It had to be at one point.
Continuously, yeah, 100%.
I mean, also, you had to...
You need some level of free time, which, like, plays into everything.
Yeah.
You need free time. Trying to find a partner...
You need money and free time.
You need money and free time. Because you need a hobby. You need to go...
I'll tell you what.
Go on a group trip. Go on this thing. Go on this. Go on that.
People are losing money and free time on the daily.
Which makes it harder to meet somebody in real life.
Well, that's why dating apps are probably going up.
Yeah. But hopefully you have a friend with single friends. Oh, let's throw a party this summer. Get on. You could get on it now. Let's throw a few events. Group events. You bring some friends. You bring some friends.
Get on it now. Robbie's taking back
his
advice.
That's what I'm saying. Well, all right. I did the taking back of advice because I specifically don't want to get on it. But it's a good thing, especially if you don't live in a big city. But there's a big event that you'll see a lot of people out. Go with your friends. Approach some people. You are going to swing and miss. You're going to approach somebody to even just try to talk to them.
And you know what?
And you're going to swing and miss. And that's okay.
You know what actually the better part is? I think people are less cruel to people in person.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. I mean, I would think most people are less cruel in person because you see a human being.
Yes.
I think sometimes on the dating apps, you don't see a human being.
Some people are really cruel.
Yeah.
On dating apps.
I've seen messages.
I'm like, this is crazy.
It's the same thing as like trolls. Comments.
Yeah, I think they just don't see them as humans.
They don't see you as a human until you meet in person.
Which is wild.
I mean, but that's just the reality of it's like this is all transactional fake talk until.
Yeah, I guess they don't. And then even some of them is in person. They just kind of carry over and treat it like that.
Sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
Probably part of the top.
Definitely.
And if they're ugly, they go, how dare they? How dare they have something
people
else
people have said that. I've seen messages will be being like, you're not even that hot.
100%.
How are you going to play me like this? How are you not going to fuck? Like,
that's the.
I'm like, this is insane. This is so rude.
That's the first thing someone will say. If you mess up to them.
Yeah.
And you're not super hot. You're not even hot.
That's so wild. Yeah. People are mean. But I don't know. Hopefully in person. I'm always pushing that. Go to the party. Go to the group hang. Go to the beach. Tell your friends to invite friends.
If you're a fat man looking, you don't need to go to the beach.
I mean, sure. I don't know.
Unless you're comfortable. I'll tell you this.
Go to the boardwalk.
I promise
go on the rides.
I promise you the one place I know I'm not going to meet a partner is the beach where I'm going like this. Where I'm making, and everyone goes, Sebastian, you got a sweatshirt on. I'm cold. You're dripping sweat. Ah, it's chilly out here. It's chilly on the beach. Ooh. Well, I had this girl, Jessica, I wanted to meet. Oh, I'm too cold.
Freezing.
Beautiful. Well, I just had to, I'm not going to be on them. And I guess it was a nice reminder to think of why I don't want to be on dating apps.
Yeah.
I'm also happy that I'm at a place where I'm like, I need to, let me get some, I'm trying to be good to me first.
That's good.
I'm just trying to be, I mean, my life has been stressful and hectic and I'm just trying to be good to me, which is a beautiful thing.
Which is good. When you are ready, you'll be in a better place. You got to love yourself.
It's not even, it has nothing to do with dating right now.
Yeah.
I just need to take care of me.
That's good.
I need to find happiness, and that's beautiful. An inch at a time, babies. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go over to the Patreon now. We're going to talk some bullshit over there. I have a couple things I got to tell you, Rob. It'll be awesome.
Sounds good. May 7th, 7:30. Please come out to the show. And yeah, continue to subscribe to that Patreon.
Beautiful.
And right, that's it.
Hit the music. Oh,